You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today are Maribel Villalba. She is the director of the Centennial Museum here on campus. And joining us also is Dr. Keith Erickson, and Keith is the executive director of the Centennial Celebration. Thank you very much for being with us here today, and it's hard to believe that UTEP, Texas Western College, whatever you want to call it, has been around for 100 years.
It's truly amazing and exciting.
Now, you as a history buff and a history professor, and you find out things that a lot of people were not aware of. As far as when you were tapped for this assignment, what were your thoughts?
I think my first thought was that it was just a really exciting opportunity. I mean, this doesn't happen all the time, and it's an exciting time to be here. And it's just a tremendous opportunity to learn about UTEP's history and then to share it with everybody who's interested, alumni, faculty, staff, students, future students, the community.
Now, when you're talking about 100 years, you're talking about 100 years worth of not just academic information or anything like that, but you're talking about people who have been through here, buildings, Mexican Revolution. As far as starting, I know that you have a group of students, and I met some of them who have done some writing for you, researching, looking at different buildings. Was that kind of like something that seemed like, where do I start and where do I finish? Almost like when we were in graduate school.
Yeah, no, there were definitely feelings of just the sheer mass of what to find. And, you know, luckily, there are a lot of people at UTEP who have been preserving this history for a long time. Special Collections has a lot of resources. The Heritage House is full of memorabilia. The Institute of Oral History has been gathering stories. So we really started with people who were already in the game, so to speak, and then just started working together and asking more questions and looking for answers, and we're off.
Was it difficult? Because I know you have a newsletter, and I know in one of the newsletters we read a little bit of a Cotton Memorial where we're housed. Was it difficult to find out information about each individual building, perhaps especially because of name changes and stuff like that?
Yeah, the name changes are really quite interesting. Some of our buildings have had six or seven names in 100 years or less. You know, a lot of our answers on the history of buildings came from the prospector. Our prospector began in 1915. And so for 99 of our 100 years, we've had our students talking about what's been going on. One of the exciting projects at Special Collections, they have digitized the prospector. And so now those they're all online, so anybody can search them at home. And the best place to start would be in our encyclopedia, encyclopedia.utep.edu, and that'll get you into the buildings, that'll get you into the sources, and hopefully you'll stay there for hours and hours.
One of the people joining us, as I mentioned also, is Maribel Villalba, and Maribel is the director of the Centennial Museum. Maribel, with you heading up the Centennial Museum, when you were told about this project, what about you? What went through your mind as far as how do I put this together? Or did you have to come up with your own ideas, or did you have ideas that you kind of brainstormed with other people?
Well, when I came on board in February, it was very clear that the Centennial Museum was going to be the official welcome center of the Centennial Celebration. And part of my charge was to help create exhibits and walking tours of campus, everything with the Centennial Celebration in mind. Now, I came in at a time when Dr. Erickson had already been working with several people on the main exhibit that's going to be at the Centennial Museum all year. And I, you know, began working with Dr. Erickson and several other departments on campus to develop rotating exhibits that are going to be coming through the museum throughout the centennial year. And these will focus on different aspects of UTEP history. For example, the history of the Chicano movement here at on the UTEP campus, or the collaboration with the Kingdom of Bhutan, UTEP history in the headlines over the last 100 years, things like that. So very much like what Dr. Erickson was saying, it's a collaboration that happened. So did I have to come up with the ideas? That was part of it, but more importantly, it was collaborating with the different departments on campus to do this.
What about Dr. Erickson mentioned that they've met a lot of people, mm-hmm. His staff talked to a lot of people, and I know that I saw you at one of the presentations for Shoah, the fact of the survivors of the Holocaust, and UTEP has a lot of people of Jewish descent. We also have had World War II veterans, professors who were teaching in Japan at the time of the bomb. So many personal stories here that can be told, again, besides academia.
Right. And I think that's where the museum can play a long-term role. I think the centennial celebration serves as a wonderful catalyst for a lot of these things, but it can definitely be something that can continue far beyond the centennial celebration. And the museum is a perfect platform for that because in its exhibition mission, it is to exhibit not only the story of the Chihuahuan Desert, but also life on the border and culture on the border, but also the works of students and academics here on campus.
As far as presenting the exhibits and talking about different things, whether it be on the radio or other forums that we may have, Keith, is it going to be worked on a like year-to-year basis? This is what happened in 1914. This is what happened in 1915. Or how is that going to work?
Online, we're building an extensive timeline of things that happened each year as part of that encyclopedia. In other venues, there just won't be enough time to cover all 100 years. So we'll be summarizing things. And in a lot of ways, we're really talking about the big picture, the big story, this transformation from a tiny mining school with 27 students, all male, all studying mining engineering, to where we are today with more than 22,000 students studying in 164 different programs. So that is a huge story. And the thousands of lives that are touched, we want to try and talk about that big story.
And one of the things that you talked about, I believe it was last summer or last fall, when this was first still in the planning stages, you mentioned a little bit about the timeline, but it was interesting what you were talking about as far as the fact that, a lot of the people were coming through here on the train and seeing El Paso for the first time, and that Texas Western and El Paso and the railroad played a major role.
Yeah. I mean, you really can't disconnect UTEP from the environment. I mean, the mining school mission grew out of there being a smelter here with the railroads connecting us to the mines and to all of the markets throughout North America, really. And then as the century unfolds, that strong influence of the border just permeates everything that has happened here. And so truly the place and the institution and the community are so closely connected that it's really El Paso's story is UTEP's story, and UTEP's story is El Paso's story.
Now, as far as what you were talking about, Maribel, you mentioned that you are going to have rotating exhibits. Is this going to be on a certain timeline, or are you going by different departments, or not necessarily academic departments? Because as you mentioned earlier, there are a lot of personal stories as well to tell.
Right. Well, the Welcome Center is going to serve many purposes. The exhibits is one of them, and they are going to be on a rotating schedule. And that schedule will shortly be available on the UTEP 100 Years website. But in addition to the exhibits, we're also establishing walking tours. These walking tours are being designed to showcase several parts of campus that, people in the community might not always get the opportunity to see. Or even students who come in, take their classes in the morning and leave because they have to go to work or, other parts of town. they might not get to see these great parts of campus. So there are little behind-the-scenes tours to showcase the university in a different light. And those are going to be themed as well, and those themes will change throughout the year. So we're going to focus on athletics or architecture. We're going to focus on public arts on campus. We have such wonderful treasures here on campus that a lot of people don't realize are here. We're even going to do something fun, you know, closer to the fall, ghost stories on campus. You know, you hear a lot of people talking about the haunted buildings, and so we'll touch a little bit on that. But the Welcome Center will also be a place that people can come and watch documentaries. We're going to set up a theater inside the museum and have documentaries on a rotating basis as well. So depending on the day, people can see different documentaries about UTEP history. They've been either made locally or been made on a larger scale. But it's a way to get people to come back. We don't want them to just come to campus, go to the Welcome Center that one time and not come back. We want to have things changing so that they'll want to come back later in the year and see a new exhibit, see a new documentary, take a different tour. So it's a way to keep people engaged both on the UTEP campus but in the community as well.
And because of social media, not everyone can come visit El Paso or the Welcome Center, but because of social media, I'm sure that made it a lot easier for you all to feature a lot of the things that you have.
That's exactly right. And I think that's where the website comes in very handy because it directs people in a lot of different directions where they can get information about what's happening on campus. I know, you know, on a global scale, there's maybe Dr. Erickson can talk about this a little bit more, but there's the UTEP picnic that tries to unite all alumni that's living around the world. And I think that's coming up pretty soon in July. You know, that's just a way to get people outside of El Paso engaged into what's happening here on campus.
As far as the newsletter goes, Keith, that you send out, is that basically just an online newsletter?
And
do they have to subscribe to it, or how does that work?
Yeah, you can subscribe through the website, utep100years.com, and any other way. However we capture someone's email, we'll put them on the list and start spreading the word.
If somebody does have a story or a fact or something that they perhaps would like to lend to UTEP for an exhibit, how do they go about doing that?
Well, our Centennial Stories Project in the Institute of Oral History has a special email account set up for this, and that's Centennial Stories, all one word, @utep.edu. I'd be happy to hear people's stories as well. I've got a special email set up for the celebration that is 2014@utep.edu, 2014@utep.edu, and that'll come straight to me.
Any particular stories that you're looking for, or you all sort of decide if you want to pursue that after they subscribe it to you? Send it to you.
Yeah, we are looking for all the stories about UTEP, both stories that people had while they were here, something that happened on campus or in class, or things that happened later in life, was people look back and realize, you know, I had an opportunity later that was really opened up in my time at UTEP. We're happy to hear it all.
Now, as far as the official kickoff celebration, Keith, that would be what, in September?
We will start counting down this fall to the calendar year 2014. So the celebration will be all year long. Throughout the year, there'll be different events. We aim to finish the Centennial Plaza next August 2014. So start of fall semester 2014, that'll be looking beautiful and complete.
And, of course, as things happen towards the end of the summer, we will probably bring Keith and Maribel to talk with us. And perhaps we haven't let it out yet, but KTP might play a role in this as well. Thank you very much for being with us here.
Thank you for having us. Excited to come back soon.
We've been visiting with Maribel Villalba, director of the Centennial Museum, and Dr. Keith Erickson, the executive director of the Centennial Celebration. Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTUP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.